Voters at Pembroke Town Meeting considered an article for an additional $2.6 million for the community center project. More asbestos was found than initially thought, and high construction costs increased the price of the $19 million project, which was approved by voters in 2021. Last night, the article was approved by what appeared to be a two-thirds majority with 222 yes votes and 114 no votes during a standing count. After speaking with town council, town moderator Stephen Dodge informed the meeting that they could challenge the results.
Believe it or not, there's a couple of ways to figure out a two-thirds. There's a right way and the wrong way. And we had figured it out the wrong way, quite frankly, and it was a difference of a couple of votes. I was under the original impression that a standing vote could not be challenged once the moderator declared the results of the standing vote. And town council corrected me that that's not the case. So we had another bite at the apple. And so we were able to, the vote was challenged, and we were able to do a secret ballot, which changed the outcome by, quite frankly, not a lot of votes, but enough to negate the previous two-thirds. So.
By secret ballot, there were 206 yes votes and 117 no votes. The article failed to reach the two-thirds approval by five votes. 336 people voted the first time and 333 voted by ballot. WATD asked town manager Bill Chouinard what happens next.
They've now said they don't want to spend an additional $2.6 million, so the option is we don't do anything. The building, as it exists now, we know there's $1.4 million of contamination to clean up. You can't clean it up and occupy the building. You got to take the roof off, all the bricks off, all the tiles off. So the building is going to be either boarded up, as someone said this evening, or taken down. As far as building a new building, you can build within the $19 million, but that's going to mean a dramatic cut in size, and people aren't going to get what they voted for.
The special and annual town meetings concluded in one night. In Pembroke, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.